in him. John 1, 4, and 5 says, and in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend it. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. Father, I would just pray that you will reveal yourself this morning. And God, I ask you to let your anointing come. Show us what you want to say to us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, we started a series a while back called Who Am I? We're trying to teach Christians who they are. Because if you don't know who you are, you won't ever be who God's called you to be. You won't believe it's possible. Now, this morning, I want to tell you that you are the light of the world. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. We're going to learn some things about light. But the Bible says you are the light of the world. Okay? When my children were young, I mean, when you ain't got much money and you got a lot of kids, at one time we had 7, 10 years old and under, 7 boys, 10 years old and under. You can't just run them off to Chuck E. Cheese and say, entertain me. And you can't, I mean, listen, I had to make 6 figures to afford daycare with that many kids. So you got to be creative, okay? And so I came up with this game called Ra. I know that's not a very good name, but it's all I could think of at the time. All right. And here's what we did. We turn off all the lights in the house. My wife would take the baby. We always had a baby somewhere. You know, I mean, it was just, you know. I mean, it was kind of a rambunctious game, so you didn't want the baby to get hurt. And she would go in the corner of the living room in one part, and we would light a candle. And that was the light in the house. And we would turn off all the lights everywhere in the house. Nothing else. No, we'd cover up the clocks. No other light in the house. And then I would go hide. And the rule was that the boys had to hold hands. And of course, Micah's leading the way. They hold hands and they had to go and find me. Okay? Now, I was a little more agile and limber back then. But this is one of the reasons you should buy good furniture. I mean, sometimes I'm standing on our dresser. You know, I'm having to lean over because I'm up against the roof. And I'm standing on our dresser. And here comes these little boys in the room. And I'm just standing there. I mean, you imagine the big old thing. And, you know. And so the game was, I'd go hide all kinds of places. And when they'd all get to where I'm sitting there, I'm just looming over and looking. I'd come jumping off the dresser and scream, "Rah!" That's the name of the game. And then what happened next was just chaos, man. They'd running into each other. I mean, somebody always came out with a black eye or cut. They're running into walls, trampling each other, trying to get to the light. Because when they got to the light, I couldn't touch them. I wish we were that scared of darkness. I wish we'd want the light that bad. We kept playing, and then we moved to our house with a upstairs. Of course, I jumped off of something and upstairs, and I thought I was going to go through the floor. And then there was a train wreck going down the stairs, and boys tumbling. Amy wouldn't let us play it no more. So I want to show you something. I want you to learn something about science that's scientifically true, and it's spiritually true about light. Okay? Go ahead, guys. Let's make sure those doors stay closed, please. Everybody turn your phone off. All right. Man, it's dark in here, isn't it? Where's my girl? Look at, come here. Can y'all see that? Y'all see that over there in the darkness over there? All right, look. This is just one little glow stick light. It doesn't matter how much. This is a room full of darkness. It can't put out that light. Let me show you something else. You can go in the ditch. Wherever she goes, gets lit up a little bit. Right? Y'all heathens over there in the outer darkness. But look, she's getting close. Look, I can see the outline of Brother Dan's face. Why? Look what's happening. It doesn't matter if we go into outer darkness, as the Bible calls it, chaos, as the Bible calls it, wherever this light goes, darkness is pushed back. Y'all don't crack your things yet. It's later. Look, there's the face of my beloved right there. Isn't that awesome? Do you understand this little light never backs down from darkness? That is scientifically true, and it's spiritually true. Are you hearing me? I'm going to show you in just a second. Okay, guys, turn the lights on. Now, I want to talk to you real quick about you are the light of the world, but you got to know where the light comes from. And all you guys with glow sticks, just hang on. We'll get to you. Don't do nothing with them. Don't go on cracking them, you know. All right. The Bible says that light showed up in Genesis. In Genesis 1:3 is the first mention of light. It says, "Then God said, let there be light." All right, you tracking with me? Please hear this. Man, get this today. You'll walk out of here with a grin on your face. He says, let there be light. Now, we know through Scripture, he is not talking, that was not when he invented the sun. Because he put the sun and the moon later. So what was God saying? Let there be light. Well, we let the Bible interpret the Bible. In 1 John tells us this. It says, this is the message which we have heard from when? Everybody say it. From him, and declare to you that God is what? Light. And in him is no darkness at all. So what was God saying in Genesis 1:3? He was saying, let there be a revelation of me. Woo. And it became the light of the world. And I'm going to show you that's where it's going to end up. You want to see this? This is cool. This is really cool. In Revelations, it tells us, how many of you are saying, thank you, going to heaven? Wave at me. Well, they ain't going, look what it says in Revelations 21. 20. The city had no need of the sun or the moon because for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. So not only did we start from the beginning, God showed up, woo, light happened. At the very end, God, we all going to get around God, woo, light's going to happen again. We don't need the sun and moon anymore. Do you see that? I want you to understand, first of all, when did this show up? When did it show up? It began, and this is important. This is a word from God for some of you. Some of you think God cannot fix what's troubling you. The Bible says that the light showed up in the midst of chaos and darkness. It doesn't matter what chaos is going on in your life. The light doesn't mind showing up in the midst of darkness and chaos. Can we just be happy about that? Man, quit being scared of what's happening in the world. I have the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And it doesn't matter how dark the dark gets, it cannot quench the light. In fact, God prefers it to be darker because that makes the light brighter. Look at the second thing. God wants to deposit Himself into you, which is that light. That's called salvation. That's called being born again. That's called being filled with the Holy Spirit. All those things. He wants to deposit Himself in you. Just like that little glow stick that girl had, He wants to deposit light in you. That same light that was at the beginning of time, that same light that's going to be at the end of time, that same light He wants to deposit in you so that nowhere you can go, you don't have light. You don't have to worry about the darkness because light always pushes it back. And if you are saved, the light of the world is with you. Look at the next one. Doesn't matter how dark the darkness gets, lights win. Light wins. See, some of your lives are right there. And some of you have allowed fear. Stop. I hope today you stop praying out of fear ever again. Stop praying for our country out of fear. Stop praying for this out of fear. Listen, the light wins. It wins every time. It will not. They've been trying to squelch out the light since the light showed up, and they can't do it. Let me show you. Light is never at the mercy of darkness. I want to show you this. The verse we read, John 1, 5, says this. Put that back up there for me. John 1, 5 says this. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and the darkness could not comprehend it. Is that the right one? No. That's 1 John 1. The other John 1. Excuse me. Yeah. And the light shines in the darkness. Where does the light shine? Where does the light shine? So stop praying for the darkness to disappear. Just shine. Come on. And the darkness did not comprehend it. Now, normally I just pick one definition, but I want to show you all three of the Greek word here that comprehend it. I want to show you all three. So that you understand, first of all, it's that word right there. Wait a minute, put that word back there. You know, you don't use those kind of words in the parish, or Chalmette, or even South Mississippi. We don't pronounce that. We just let you read it, okay? But Dan did point out to me that right in the middle of that word is lamb. Here's the first definition of the Greek word. It says to siege, to lay hold, to overcome. So let's read that word again. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness can't siege it, can't grab hold of it, can't overcome it. Look at the next one. To perceive, to attain, apprehend with mental or moral efforts. You can't make yourself light. You can't become light. You can't understand light. The darkness will never understand why you live your life that way. Stop trying to reason people into the gospel. Stop trying to reason people. Stop arguing with people who are lost. Don't argue with them. Just shine, baby. Don't argue with them. Just let the light shine. They cannot understand it. Darkness can't mentally comprehend what's going on. Look at that. Yeah. This makes me want to charge hell with a water pistol. The darkness cannot, that word there means, comprehend, it means to quench, extinguish, snuff out the light by stifling it. Ooh. They've been trying to quench the gospel since the gospel himself showed up. They've been trying to stop it. They make laws. They make whole countries. They make other religions. They try to stop Jesus. Listen, stop worrying about the light. It ain't the light that's going to be snuffed out. Stop worrying about it. I mean, listen, I get the voice of the martyrs. I get that magazine reading about how Christians are being killed all over the world for what we're doing right here. They're being tortured. They have to walk different places and different ways to go to a little thing, and they do it at midnight so that they can won't get arrested and caught. In North Korea, there are people by just one candlelight reading the word and everything. Can I tell you, the darkness is never going to quench the light. The darkness cannot extinguish it. They cannot, will not ever make laws that stop the light from shining in the men's heart. Stop being scared. I'm going to say something, and you're going to, before you stone me as a heretic, and before you start throwing stones, just let me finish. And then if you want to stone me later, that's fine. I think it was a good thing they took prayer out of school. I think it was a good thing. Take the Ten Commandments off the wall. I don't think God gave a rip whether they were played on the wall or not. I don't think God gave a rip about it. You want God? I mean, listen, stop fighting battles that God ain't fighting. He ain't never wanted the Ten Commandments put on some goofy wall. Says it in his Bible. I want it in their hearts. See, I grew up, me and Guy and people around here, my sister, we grew up Picayune High School because we're religious, you know. We grew up, remember that? We'd have daily devotionals over the loudspeaker. Some student or teacher would get up there, read a daily devotional, read a scripture, pray over the loudspeaker. You know what we were doing while they were doing all that? Either sleeping, because it was first thing in the morning, or talking about what we did the night before or what we were going to do that night before. We didn't listen. We didn't care. We didn't have any thought about it. But now that they've taken it away, kids are fighting for it. I read a story about a high school. Man, every time I read it, I just think, that is so cool. They wouldn't let them say stuff. Nobody could pray at the graduation, even though the senior class had voted unanimous to be able to pray at their graduation. We don't want that. We stifle it. We darkness. We going to comprehend. We going to stifle out your religion. I'm the big bad devil. We going to get it. Thank you very much. It's funny he did that because the story goes that the valedictorian in the senior class decided they were going to mention God in their deal. And so he got up there to make his speech. He had to show his speech to the thing. They had to approve it. He gets up there and goes, he fake sneezes. The whole senior class stands up and goes, God bless you! And the superintendent and all of them turn blurry. The light, put that definition back up, please, Beth. The light cannot extinguish, snuff out. It cannot be snuffed out by darkness. Do you understand what he's saying there? Don't be scared of darkness if you're a child of the light. How to change the way you pray. We'll talk about that in just a second. We are darkness. Cannot comprehend it. It cannot win. It does not have the power that light does. The problem is, here's how we diminish light in our eyes. We focus and look at the darkness. You want to take away your faith and your prayer life? Just focus on the darkness and the bad. It'll steal your faith. Some of you are scared to death. You watch the news too much. Stop watching it. Do you understand? If you focus on the chaos and the darkness, you'll lose sight of the light in your eyes. Now, here's what the Bible says. I want to show you a couple of things. The Bible says you are the light of the world. Everybody say, I am the light of the world. It is who you are. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This whole series is about who you are. Just to reiterate it, look at this verse. Matthew. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but a lampstand, and the light gives all who are in the house. Now let's stop right here. God is not asking you to save the world. He's asking you to save your world. He's not asking you to change our country. He's asking you to change your home and where you go to work and what you do, where you're at. Notice what he says. And the light gives light to all who are in the house. Just the people you're around. Look at the next one. Hope you're writing these scriptures down. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. You are sons of the light. You are sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Look at the next one. For you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Walk as children of the light. What does that mean? Let me make sure you understand. First of all, the revelation, the light that God has deposited in you, everywhere you go, you take that light with you. Everywhere you go, Darkness must retreat when you are around if your light is shining. Now, here's the problem. We are children of the light, but we choose a lot of times to walk as children of darkness. See, some of you have been saved and blood-bought, and but you're covering up your light. Let me throw out a few things. Unforgiveness will make you forget about your light. Hatred, unforgiveness. Let me tell you something. Look, if you want this job, man, you can have it. I don't know how these guys, listen, God makes me live out my sermons. It is just so aggravating. I just can't preach and leave it alone. The other day, a couple weeks ago, I told Amy this. The other day, I felt like I was supposed to call this guy named John Anderson, and I was supposed to call him and encourage him. I thought that's what the Lord wanted me to do. And that son of a gun turned it around. It was a trap of the Lord. The Lord trapped me and then tricked me. And he started telling me, I said, John, what's going on? He started telling me about what the Lord is having him do. The Lord told me to pray for all of my enemies. Pray for their blessing, for their good. And man, I felt like a ton of bricks fell on me. I hung up the phone. I said, Lord, you tricked me. Man, I have started praying for people that are my enemies. And I know you don't believe I got any enemies. I know you're going, no, Brother Allen, you're so nice. No, there's a few demonic people that don't like me, just a few. But understand this, listen to me. It was such a freeing thing when I began to pray for my enemies. I began to pray for people that are against me. I began to ask the Lord to bless them. I cannot tell you what happened in my spirit, but all of a sudden joy got bigger inside of me. See, some of you go, well, look, all I'm asking you to do is let the light shine wherever you go. That's all I'm asking you to do. Oh, Brother Allen. Oh, Brother Allen. You don't know them heathen I work with. You don't know my family. You don't know blah, 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 blah. How in the world am I going to preach to them? You want me to go in there and start preaching, throwing the Bible around? No, no. No! How about start by being nice? Be kind. Amen. Let's start there. How about start by letting them watch you walk through difficulties with grace and dignity, never losing your joy? How about let them see that? How about stand with them and pray and not condemn? Well, you know, you did sow a lot of bad seeds. You getting what you deserve. Oh, I'll pray that you don't wind up in hell. No, how about just praying for them? Why does God say, see, we cover up our light when we do things that God commands us not to do. How about this one? Worry. How outrageous is it of God? Outrageous. This is outrageous. That God would say, be anxious for nothing. Worry about nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And then turn around and give us 11 sons. That's crazy. And then not worry. Well, let me tell you something. Anytime the light sees darkness, it's not scared because the light knows darkness can't push it back. Let me give you an example. I know I pick on my wife a lot, and I do. But I do it at home, too, so that makes it okay, right? She's the most godly person I've ever met. The other day, we were having a discussion about one of our children that needed a little daddy attention. You know, I wasn't around. She was telling me stuff that was going on. We're driving somewhere. See, this is how the light responds. I'm telling you this to show you. We're driving somewhere, and she starts telling me what had happened and all the things going on. And she starts telling me, and all of a sudden, the light inside of her began to get stirred up. And she starts throwing down. Devil, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to have it. You might think you're winning, but you ain't winning. She starts quoting scripture. She starts going off. I mean, and 20 minutes later, she was asking me in my opinion. 20 minutes later, me going, yeah. I mean, that's all I had. She, your light. Your light was just blind through. Because the light in her refused to accept darkness. Man, will you hear that? The only reason the darkness is staying in your life is because you allow it. Because darkness is always pushed back by light. You are the light of the world. You might go, well, Brother Allen, I'm in the midst of chaos. You don't know what's going on in my marriage. It is right there that light first came. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of darkness, light showed up on the scene. And it has never stopped. If you are saved, what darkness are you putting up with? When it says the darkness cannot comprehend it, it can't seize it, it can't stop it, it can't snuff it out. The only way it can stay around is if you focus on it and you let it. Fear can't stay around. Perfect love casts out fear. Worry can't stay around. All God's asking you to do, and see, here's the cool thing. When you start sharing your light, and you start sharing your light, all of a sudden, see, we, everybody look at me, we can change our world. I can't. You can. But when we combine all our light, we can. That's why the prayer of agreement, a threefold cord, is not easily broken. The Bible talks about all these different things. You are the light of the world. If you've been saved, there's something, I know this. I'm not saying there are a lot of mental problems and depression and anxiety problems. A lot of them, you know, don't come and explain to, just hear me, okay? There are a lot of anxiety problems in people simply because they have the light of God, the revelation of God has been deposited in them, but they're making room for darkness. And the Bible clearly says, light has no fellowship with darkness. So there is a turmoil going on inside of you all the time. You cannot have unforgiveness. You cannot do these things. Lie, cheat, and steal, and all in your business, and expect the light to not cause chaos because it refuses to settle with darkness. You are the light of the world. Walk as sons of the light. Notice I'm not talking about perfect. Let me tell you what the light does. The closer you get to God, it exposes shadows. I didn't realize I had need to pray for several people. But that light that John Anderson showed, all of a sudden it showed a shadow. I need to pray for those guys. I need to forget. I need to get better. And all of us grow brighter as we grow in the Lord. You see that? You are the light of the world. Look at me now. Quit it. Quit getting mad at the way non-Christians act. What's darkness supposed to do? Act like darkness. I mean, why we get mad at them? What we need to do is just shine the light, not condemn them. Just let your light shine. And I promise you, it'll be just like my boys. They'll run over themselves to get to the light. Because it's scary in the darkness. There are big, ugly things that'll get you in the darkness. Does that make sense? Some of you are staying in the darkness and you're scared to death. Come to the light. Come to the light. Let your light shine. Now, I want to show you one thing. A visual. Okay? Now all of you that we gave those things, we're fixing to use those. But here's what most of us are praying for. Okay? We want Jesus to come. Go ahead, guys. Turn them off. All of them. Ooh. Don't stick your finger in the socket. That'd be bad. This is what we want. Jesus to show up and just, Jesus, come, let your glory. Oh, Kalahaba, let your glory shine. Drive, Jesus, drive out the darkness. Well, everybody, are you listening? Can you listen while they're doing that? Everybody listen to me. Are you listening right there? Okay. I think that Jesus thinks he already has. He seems to think that he defeated darkness. And now he says, you are the light of the world. And so when we all start cracking our little light and holding it up. Come on. Everybody hold them up. And letting them shine and letting all that go on. Looking around. I mean, I can even see the aisles now. I can see people's faces. When you hold them, come on. We're going to stand up on your feet and wiggle and shine the light of the Lord. Everybody look around. I wish we had some paint to dump on you and all that, what the world's doing. And come on, everybody wave. You. Look at it. All of a sudden, darkness is kind of out of here. We're starting to see. We're joining our light with others. All right, everybody have a seat. You can take those home with you. It's my gift to you. Turn the lights on, guys. Now, see, you know, I saw some people refuse to take them. Isn't that just like the world? Some people are going to refuse the light. Some people are just going to refuse Jesus, period. But here's what I want to say to you. Darkness cannot push back light. Light always pushes back darkness. And there's two things. Everybody hear me real quick. If you don't know Jesus Christ, Todd, you come on, please. If you have no light inside of you, I want to invite you. I want to tell you it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And I don't say that because I'm the preacher and I'm paid to say it. It really is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. A relationship, light entered my soul. I know because I have light that no matter what the darkness does in my future, the light is going to overcome because darkness cannot overcome light. The only way darkness stays in my life. What about bad stuff that's happening or bad stuff that's happened to me? It might happen to you, but it don't have to stay there. The only way it stays in my life is if I choose to allow it, because the light will push it out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And if you don't know Christ, Master Prayer Team, come on up. If you don't know Christ, I'm going to ask you to come to know Christ. You come to these people, and the first question they're going to ask you is, do you know the Lord? Do you have the light? But some of you are in the midst of chaos. You're in the midst of trouble. You're in the midst of hard times. Hear me now. This is what we call, sometimes when I put my light together with somebody else and a couple other people, it's all the time brighter. It exposes things. If you're having to make decisions, the light exposes things. I'm going to tell you a bad one while we're getting ready. But it makes the point. See, some of you are trying to make decisions for your life. And what you need to do is just shine your light and He'll show you. There have been many times, you know, when I grew up, I played football. When I went to college, I played football. And so you get a bunch of football players around, there's a lot of negative talk. And you hear a lot of talk like this. Hear me. Man, she sure was a lot prettier when the lights were off. I was dancing with this girl, and I thought she was pretty, and then they turned all the lights, and when the lights were off and shining, we danced. She was a good dancer, but man, the light exposed that she wasn't as pretty as I thought she was. Now, I know that's totally godless, but there is a point to that. If you let your light shine, it will expose hidden things.
Yes.
People around you. That's why I tell people that are looking for a husband or wife, just shine, baby. You don't have to wonder about them. Just shine, and all of a sudden, it'll expose things. The light pushes back. Nothing's hidden in the light. Satan works in trickery and lies and deception. That's where Satan hangs out, in the darkness. But God brings everything to light. While I'm stirring things up, I might as well just go on and stir things up some more. My wife, listen to me. My wife can get my phone anytime and look at it. She can get on my emails. Because if I get on, she probably would have to. She can look at my phone, texts I'm sending, anyway, anybody I'm hanging out with all that time, because I ain't got nothing hidden. See, if you refuse to let your husband or wife do that, first thing that, you're keeping something hidden, dark. Well, it's my personal space. No, not between me and her. Because light, if you can't bring it to the light, you're making room for darkness. Does that make sense? Man, I would love for you to come to the light today. Have somebody pray. If you know somebody's going through chaos or struggling with something, why don't you go pray with them? Everybody rise to your feet.